Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf. Be'ah Daf Yud Beis. We begin at the Mishnah, right on top of the Amud. Be'shame Imrim, Ein Moitzin, one may not carry out through the street. Lo Yisa Koton, not a child. V'lo Yisa Luluf, or Luluf on Sukkos. V'lo Yis Seva Torah, nor a Seva Torah. Lirushis Rab. So one may not transport these items through the street on Yom Tov. What's wrong with these items? Says Rashi, seven lines from the top. Masnis. Lo Yisa Koton, Kol Midi, mili, delav, tzorech, achila. Anything which is not food-related cannot be transported on Yom Tov. So although one may do malachis, including carrying through the street, on Yom Tov for the sake of oichal nefesh, food preparation, but these aren't oichal nefesh. Although they're important and essential, but malachis is only mutter letzorech oichal nefesh. That's Shitas Beis Shammai, continues the Mishnah. Ubeis hilal matirin, they allow. Any Yom Tov related need justifies carrying through the street. I think we'll go into it and explore the background of this machlekes. So again, if it's truly for the sake of Eichel Nefesh, of course, you can carry through the street. But if it's not Letzorech Achila, Bishamay say no, Bishilah say yes. Says Gmarto Nitan Kameid Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abdimi. There was a Namoira, a Chacham, who presented the following braisa before Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abdimi. A braisa which says as follows, Hashoich et oilas nedava biyamtev. If one should do a shechita on an oila which he doesn't need to bring today, it's not a tamid, it's not something which is essential for today, it's a nedava, a donation. He decided to do shechita on yamtev. Like it, he will get malchus. Pasuk says, you may not do malacha on Yom Tov, kol malacha lo yu'asa b'hem. This is a shechita for a non-oichal nefesh purpose. It's a carbon, but it's not his own food consumption. It's not oichal nefesh, and therefore he will get malchus. And that was the Tana. That was the price. Amalei, so Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abdimi, upon hearing this, responded to him, the Amar Lach Mani, apparently the one who presents this halacha, who is he? Who is the author of this braisa in line with whose shita? Beis Shammai. It must be consistent with Beis Shammai, the Amri, because they hold. Loy Amrinan, we don't apply the following formula. We don't say that since a certain malacha is generally food related, and that would be mutter, you can do it for any purpose other than food as well. They don't say that. Lo yamrina mitoich shehutra haitzah letzorech. Mitoich, since carrying haitzah through the street was mutal letzorech echal nefesh, I will say, well, let's extend that over to other purposes, other needs as well. Hutra namik shelo letzorech, it's mutar for other purposes as well, even if it's not for the sake of echal nefesh. We don't say that. This is called mitoich. We don't say mitoich. Since it's mutar for that, it's mutar for anything else. The fact is, in the mission they say, you may not carry a cotton, a lulav or sefer Torah through the street on Yom Tov. So apparently it's only a mutter for the sake of Eichel Nefesh. Likewise over here, by Shechita. If it's strictly for Eichel Nefesh, it's mutter otherwise. You get Malchus. So that must be Beis Shammai, who you're quoting. De Beis Hillel, because according to Beis Hillel, this wouldn't be an issue. Ha'amri, they hold, Me'toich shehotru haitzor le'tzorich. Since carrying on Yom Tov is mutter for the sake of Eichel Nefesh, therefore, it's mut even if it's not for the sake of oichal nefesh, carrying a cotton, a lulav, etc. Hachanami, here as well, when it comes to shechita, we should apply that klal and say mitoch shehutru shechita letzorich. Since shechita is mutter for the sake of oichal nefesh, hutru namish letzorich, it's mutter even for non oichal nefesh purpose, such as an oilas nedava. So, what's the point of mitoch? The Farshim explain, certain malachas which we are ruggle, we are used to using them for echel nefesh, such as carrying, such as shechita, we're going to see soon, lighting a fire, cooking. When the Torah was matir for the sake of echel nefesh, they still hold that these activities have now attained the status of a non-malacha on Yom Tov, and therefore can be used for other purposes as well. just as you can carry food through the street to deliver it to its destination, carry a katan, a lulav, a sefer Torah, the hetter of carrying extends into other realms as well. Anything for the sake of Yom Tov. Shechita as well. Lighting a fire, cooking. As opposed to Beis Shammai, who maintain that malachis are only mutter for the sake of Eichel Nefesh. Maskev l'Rabba. Rabba responds to this pshat. How do you know that's the point of machlekes? Mimai de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'ha pligi. How do you know the machlekes revolves around this question of mitoich? I have another suggestion. Perhaps nobody would hold of mitoich. A malacha can be used strictly for Eichel Nefesh and nothing else. So what then is the point of the machlekes in the Mishnah regarding carrying non-Eichel Nefesh items? Dilma, perhaps we can say, I'll take a more simple approach. The question is whether carrying is Asr on Yom Tov at all. We know it's Asr on Shabbos, but perhaps carrying isn't such a severe malacha. You aren't really crafting, you're not creating, you're not accomplishing something significant. You're just transporting an item from here to here. Perhaps the fact that Yom Tov mirrors Shabbos, that's only regarding true malachis, accomplishments, creations. But Hitzah, Taisa says, is a malacha grua. It's a deficient malacha. It's just a change of location. Perhaps that's not going to apply to Yom Tov at all. And that's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Vishama said, yes. You may not carry on Yom Tov. It's a malacha. For the sake of Echel Nefesh, we take exception. But not for a katan, lulav, or sefer Torah. Basil respond by saying, Motur Gomer. There's no issue of carrying on Yom Tov whatsoever, whether for Echel Nefesh or for any other purpose. Dilma be'erev v'hoitzah l'shabbos. Perhaps the question here is whether the concept of hoitzah, carrying, or erev, which is a result of the din of hoitzah, erev chatzeros, that we have to do because of that, perhaps that's strictly Shabbos related. Ve'en erev v'hoitzah l'yom tov, as opposed to applying it to yom tov, komeflagi, this is the point of contention. This is the machlekes. Marasav erev hoitzah l'shabbos. Ve'erev hoitzah l'yom tov. Mishami maintain, just as carrying is Asr on Shabbos, it's Asr on Yom Tov. So if it's not Eichel Nefesh, it's a malach like any other. Umar Sava, Bishil hold, Erev Hoitzah l'Shabbos. Certainly there's Din of Hoitzah, Din of Erev HaShabbos. Ve'ei Erev Hoitzah l'Yom Tov, but not for Yom Tov. Therefore, carry a child, a lulav, say the Torah, without concern. As we find in a pasuk in Yirmiyah, what do you tell them? Yirmiyah tells them, don't carry a load out of your home into the street on Shabbos. Be Shabbos in. It applies only on Shabbos. Be Yom Tov loy, but not on Yom Tov. Perhaps that's the machlokes in the Mishnah. He suggested that it revolves around the question of mitoich, which means that theoretically, hoitzah is applicable on Yom Tov as well. For Eichel Nefesh, it's only Mutah. The question is, could we extend that heter to other realms as well? Yishami say no, Bishlal say yes. Responds Rabbah by saying, Mitoich? Where do you get that from? Malachah is the only Mutah for Eichel Nefesh. The question is whether Hitzah is a Malachah to begin with, on Yom Tov. Yishami say yes, Bishlal say no. Maskev l'Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef responds to Rabbah. Ela me'ata, if you would be right, that's a fundamental question of whether Hitzah applies to Yom Tov. Why did they discuss a katan, a lulav, a sefer Torah, things which are non-muktzah items? They could have went much further and expressed a greater chiddush. El me'ata liflugu ba'avonim. They should have spoken about stones which are muktzah. Rashi explains, based on the Gemara elsewhere, that the issur muktzah is a result of issur Hitzah. Tiltu mishum hoitzah, the Gemara says in Shabbos. Concerned that touching too many items will lead to carrying them out. Rashi says they were not going to apply the Isser on food and drink and kelim because that's too much. Any geyser in gzera al tzibur, if they can't really tolerate it, it's going too far. But technically, the point of Isser muktzen and not and refraining from touching items is really hoitzah related and should really apply to all items. So they limited it to things which aren't really necessary for Shabbos. Things which are meant for malachas, etc. Stones, which are useless. So once we know that Muktzah is based on the Chiv Haitzah, on the Malach of carrying, according to you, Rabbah, that there's a fundamental question here of whether Haitzah applies to Yom Tov or not. And according to Basil, there's no Malach of Haitzah on Yom Tov. Why did they discuss permissible items like a katan and a luluf? According to Basil, he could move around stones as well because there's no Chiv Haitzah, there's no Malach of carrying on Yom Tov. And if Muktzah is related to Haitzah, there's no Haitzah, there's no Muktzah. They should have discussed stones and told us a greater chiddush. Ella, says the Gemara, midalei miflagi ba'avanim, the fact that they don't discuss stones, they discuss chafetzim shel heter, a katan, a lulav, a sevater. What does that tell you? That apparently, shema mina b'itzah sheloi l'tzarech pligi, that there is a chiv, there is a malach of carrying even on Yom Tov, just like by Shabbos. And Muktzah is asur on Yom Tov, just as by Shabbos. So what then is machlokes? As we said earlier, should we apply the concept of sense? Mitoich. Beishamai say, carrying for echel nefesh, but nothing else. Beishil say, mitoich shehutru hoitzol letzorich. The fact that the Torah allows you to carry for echel nefesh, that changes the status, recategorizes the malacha veitzol. It's a food-related malacha, like shechita, like lighting a fire, like cooking, and therefore can be allowed in any circumstance which gives you some tzorech Yom Tov for the sake of Yom Tov. Rashi's mashma that in the Torah it would be mutter for anything, but in the Rabbanah they still restricted it somewhat. It needs to be tzorech Yom Tov as opposed to just doing tircha unnecessarily, like carrying stones, etc. So bottom line is, if it's an Eichel Nefesh related activity, according to all shittas, it's mutter. If it's for no good reason, it's certainly aser, according to Rashi and the Rabbanon. Tosis actually says Minat Torah. So if there's no benefit whatsoever, it's aser Minat Torah. But if there's some benefit here, according to Beis Shammai, it's still not mutter. It's not Eichel Nefesh. According to Beis Hillel, Mitoich Shehutru LeTzorich, Hutru Namesh LeTzorich, you can extend this heter over to any Tzorich Yom Tov. Carrying a child, carrying a Tevet Torah, a lulav through the street, is mutter according to Beis Hillel. That's how we pass on Lamais. Continues the Gemara. V'af Rabbi Yechanan Sover, we find that even Rabbi Yechanan also worked with this approach. V'af Rabbi Yechanan Sover, Rabbi Yechanan as well held that the point of Machlokes here is whether or not to apply the concept of mitoich, since b'mitoich shehutru haitzah l'tzorich, the fact that Torah allows carrying for the sake of echel nefesh, hutru namah shelo l'tzorich pligi, should we apply the heter to shelo l'tzorich echel nefesh as well? That's the pligi, that's the machlek. B'shamay say no, B'shil say yes. How do we know that Rabbi Yechanan adopted that approach? The ton itan kamed Rabbi Yechanan, there was a chacham who would present prices, and he presented the following price to Rabbi Yechanan, which said like this: Hamava shel gidhano shebecholav b'yom tov. His fellow decided he's going to do everything. He takes gid hanasha, which is asur b'achila. He mixes it with milk, cooks it on Yom Tov. V'achle. Not only that, he goes and eats it. This fellow gets five times malchus. Loike chamish. How's that? Number one, loike mishum vashal gid. You cook something inedible on Yom Tov. It's an unnecessary cooking. It's not echel nefesh. That's number one. V'loike mishum echel gid. The fact that he ate it gets a malchus. V'loike mishum vashal basar b'chalof. He cooked milk and meat together. That in itself is an issa. Rashi says the Torah repeats the pasuk leisavashal gdi b'chalev imay three times. One, you can't eat a mixture of basar b'chalof. One is you can't have hanoah from it. And thirdly, you can't cook it. So cooking itself is an issa. Next, v'loike mishum oichel basar b'chalof. Look, he actually ate basar b'chalof. That's number four. V'loike mishum havara. That is, he lit a fire for no good reason. There's no purpose here. It wasn't echel nefesh. So you have a total of five times malchus. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan, upon hearing this, responded to the Chacham. This b'raisa is unreliable. It doesn't work. Puk, go outside, tani lebar, go teach it outside the yeshiva. This is not something which is reliable, meant to be presented here in the Beis Medrash. Why? What's wrong with the b'raisa? Havara u'bishul eina mishnah. You can't say that there was a malchus for havara, for lighting a fire, and for cooking. Ain't a mishnah that wasn't taught in the Beis Medrash. It's unreliable. He's going to explain why. Vimtim tzalei mishnah. Now, if you should insist that it was taught in the Beis Medrash, I'll explain to you who taught it. You know who said it? Bishamai. The Amr, because they hold, Lo Yamrin, we don't apply the concept of Mitoich, Shehutra, Hoitzol Letzerich, the fact that you can carry Inush Surah for Eichel Nefesh, Hutra Namish Letzerich. You can extend the heter to other realms as well, to a non-Eichel Nefesh purpose. As we find in the Mishnah, they don't allow carrying, unless it's Eichel Nefesh. Hachanam is here as well, when it comes to cooking. Lo Yamrin, we don't say. They don't say. Mitoich Shehutra, Havar Letzerich, just as lighting a fire for Eichel Nefesh is mutter. Hutra Namish Letzerich, it's mutter even for non-Eichel Nefesh. And that's why they hold, you get five times Malkus. Lighting a fire, cooking, something which is inedible. Although, in his mind, it's for Tzorech, Taisa says. He thinks he's going to eat it. So, although there's some Tzorech there, but it's not Eichel Nefesh. Bottom line is, he's not going to eat it. He can't eat it. He's not supposed to eat it. And therefore, he gets Malkus for it. That's Beis Shammai. The Beis Hillel, but according to Beis Hillel, it wouldn't work. You have to discount those Malkus. You have to drop from 5 to 3 because Havara and Bishal wouldn't generate a Malkus. Given the Amri, Mitoich Shehutra, Hoitzol Letzerich. Just as they say in the Mishnah. Right? Since carrying is Mutter Letzerich Echel Nefesh, Hutra Namish Letzerich, it's Mutter even for a non-Echel Nefesh purpose. Because once the Torah allowed it to be done on Yom Tov Echel Nefesh, that gives you a blank check for anything. Hachanami here as well when it comes to lighting and cooking, Mitoich Shehutra, Havar Letzerich, just as you can light a fire and cook for Echel Nefesh, Hutra Namish Letzerich, it's Mutter even for a non-Echel Nefesh purpose. Such as this fellow who cooked something inedible. So it's pretty clear from Rabbi Yochanan's response that how did he learn the machlokes in the Mishnah? Bishamai say you can't carry non-food related items. And according to Basil, you can. Question is, what do we apply mitoich? All agree malacha of Eitzah is asar on yamtiv. Bishamai say it's only mitzvah eichel nefesh. Basil say even if it's not a strictly eichel nefesh endeavor, mitoich stretches the heter over to other yamtiv related activities. Continues the Mishnah. Bishamei Omer, Ein Moilichin Chala U'Matanis L'Kohen B'Yamtiv. We're going to learn later the Masechet Rez Hashem that there's a Shavuos Rabbanan, an issur about on separating Truma U'Maser on yamtiv. It appears like he's been Masakin the item. Others learn because it looks like he's being magdish. We're going to see Bez Hashem later on. Say Beis Shammai, I understand that sometimes you have to be mafresh. For instance, challah. What happens if he decides to bake a fresh batch of bread, a challah on Yom Tov? He has to be mafresh challah. He has to separate that challah portion and give it to the kohen. So that's certainly not included in the Issa D'Rabbanan, although it's pretty similar in nature to hafrashas truma and maser from your grain. That's also, but a fresh challah from your dough is mutter because otherwise you can't proceed. And the fact that you allowed to bake bread on Yom Tov indicates you can be mafresh challah as well. So that was never included in the issur. The question is whether I can deliver it to the kohen. So it applies to challah, right? The challah portion of the dough which goes to the kohen also applies to matonis. Matonis in this context here means the portions of the animal which go to a kohen, not a carbon. You have your own private behemoth that you're shechting. There are three portions of that behemoth which go to a kohen. Zruya, forearm, the chayim, the chick area, but keva, one of the stomachs of the animal. That's called matonis, gifts for the kohen. Now, that as well can be separated on Yom Tov. Right? You'll have the shechita on Yom Tov. So apparently you can do everything you need, including separating the matonis of that animal. What about delivering it to the kohen? One may not deliver the challah or the matonis of the animals to the kohen on Yom Tov. Says Rashi, seven lines from the top. Masnis. Although you certainly can separate the challah portion of the dough to be mater, the dough, that's it. We minimize that activity. We don't want to take it a step further. The Chacham don't allow you to deliver to the kohen. Ela tikun l'sakan isa seitir levi l'yaser, to enable the isa for eating. That's okay. So whatever is crucial is mutar, but anything extra, such as delivering the gift to the kohen, that's awesome. Why? Because we want to minimize this truma, maser, etc. activity. Lest somebody draw conclusions from me that you can go ahead and do this lachatchila and separate truma, maser, whatever you need to do, you do. You don't elaborate on it. And Tosis actually adds that when we say malichin, we don't necessarily mean dafka carrying through the street. He says even if the kohen happens to come visit you on Yom Tov, you can't give her to him. So the two parts to afrasha of truma, maser, chala, matanis is a separation, which is mata the rest, and then is giving it to the kohen, granting it to him. That's step two. We want to minimize this activity in order to avoid confusion and mistakes, and therefore say beishamai separation, yeah, but not delivering. Continues the Mishnah. Bein shehurmu me'emish, whether the chala matanis were separated already before Yom Tov, in which case you had the ability to give it to him then, bein shehurmu me'ayim, or they were separated today, in which case you didn't have the ability to do it before Yom Tov. Either way, delivery should not be done. Ubeisil matir, they're matir. I understand truma maser from your grain. You should not be doing on Yom Tov. Not separating, certainly not delivering. But when it comes to chala, matonis, which are Yom Tov related things, the fact is you can bake bread on Yom Tov. The fact is you can be sheichel on Yom Tov. So just as you can separate on Yom Tov, and it wasn't included in that general isser of Eimah Frish and Tumas and Masters, say Beisil, why not just give it to him as well? It's all part of the same process. We don't differentiate between separation and giving. As a chiddush here, it would seem from Beis Hillel that even yesterday's Chala Matanis can be delivered on Yom Tov. We're going to see this in the Gemara. Okay, so in any case, Beisham say no deliveries to the Kohen on Yom Tov, Mesil HaMatim. Omer Lehem Beisham. Beisham responded to Beis Hillel. Let us explain our position. Gzeira Shava. Let's compare two things. So just using the term Gzeira Shava. It's not really that Gzeira Shava that's applied to Torah Shabbat Chassab. Just a way of saying, let's compare two things. Chalo matonis, separating the dough chalo and matonis of the animal. Matonel coin, a gift to the coin, right? That's on one side of the equation. On the other side, you have utruma, matonel coin. Truma, the part of the grain, is also a gift to the coin. Kashem, she'en malichin satruma. Just as you agree with me that you can't deliver truma on Yom Tov, you have no right to separate the truma on Yom Tov, and therefore you have no right to deliver it as well. That's agreed upon by all. Kach e merlichin sa matanis. Likewise, we hold, you shouldn't be delivering the other matanis as well. If you need to separate them, fine. But why deliver? Omerlin beisilo. Beisilo respond, loy, you can't compare the two. Imamartim et truma. You know why truma can't be delivered? Shein ezake baramasa. He has no right, no halachic right, to separate truma and Yom Tov. So the entire interaction, the entire activity, the entire experience is really off limits on Yom Tov, separating and delivering. Toim Rebbe Matonis, as opposed to the other Matonis, Chala, and the Matonis of the animal, Shazaka Bar Amasan, he has a full right to separate these on Yom Tov. When he bakes bread, he separates Chala. Shechts an animal, separates the Chelik of the coin. And therefore, say, still, why differentiate? Why stop in the middle of the process? If we can separate it, then that means it wasn't included in the Yisr. Separate and deliver it as well. It's all one heter. Continues the Gemara. Kasalka daitach, the Gemara figured at this point that when Beishamai say, no deliveries, and they express themselves, and they say, look, this Yisr applies, bein shehurmu me'emesh, bein shehurmu me'ayim, whether they're fresh matonis or from yesterday. We figured what they meant is like this. Shehurmu me'ayim, when they spoke about things separated today, they meant fresh. Fresh product. Shehurma me'ayim, v'shenishchutu me'ayim. It means things which were separated today and which were shechted today. Fresh dough, a fresh animal. V'shehurma me'emesh. And when they spoke about things separated yesterday, v'shenishchutu me'emesh. It means the animals were shechted yesterday. So everything was from yesterday. So they're covering all possibilities. Today's fresh animal, today's fresh dough, or yesterday's animal and dough. What are they telling us? That even today's fresh matanis guna cannot be delivered. Separation, yes. But let's stop there. Let's minimize. Don't deliver. Mani Masnissen. Who is the one presenting this version of Beis Shammai? Who's the author of our Mishnah? We're going to find three separate presentations, three versions of the Machlokes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and we're trying to figure out who is the author of our Mishnah. Mani Masnissen. Who's our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yosi. It's not Rabbi Yosi's version of the Machlokes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. V'lo Rabbi Yudah, nor is it Rabbi Yudah's version of the Machlokes. El Acherim. Apparently, it only conforms with Acherim's presentation. The Sanya. Listen to this price. Amar Bita, lo nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There's no question. There's no machlokes between the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Ala matanis shehurmu me'erev yamtiv. Regarding the matanis separated yesterday. So although, perhaps you can't deliver them on their own, because they're yesterday's matanis. But suppose he has new matanis today. Fresh loaf of bread, a fresh animal, he has to deliver today's matanis. He's already making that delivery. Why not just throw in the yesterday's? It's not going to be a visible thing. It's not nikar that he's delivering yesterday's matanis. He's just putting it together with today's delivery. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's mutter. Matanis shumer merv yamtiv shemalichen ima matanis shumer mehayim vishenishal to mehayim. Certainly, you can go ahead and take yesterday's matanis, put it together with today's matanis. Today's meaning the portion of the animal which came from a freshly shechted animal. Why? It seems from Rabbi Yehuda that the fresh matanis, certainly no problem. It's today's matanis. You separated it today. Of course you can deliver it today. It's one continuous activity. It's one continuous process. Separation and giving is all the same thing. And yesterday's, if they're joined with today's, one delivery, no problem. So one that is the machlokes on yesterday's, on their own. If you want to go deliver yesterday's matanis separately, independently, that's the problem. Machlokes is, if you have yesterday's matanis, come Yom Tov, you decided to deliver today on its own. That's a shayla. Shebeshama Aymrim, ein malichim. No, you can't deliver. Today is fine. You're allowed to separate, you're allowed to deliver it. But yesterday's? Well, right, you have to deliver yesterday's matanis. I understand you're not separating it. It was already separated. So that part you don't have to do. But even delivery is part of the Yisr. You're advertising the fact that you're giving matanis kahuna. It can lead to confusion. So even delivery is also if it's yesterday's matanis. That's Beis Shammai. U'b'yisil ayim malichin. Yisil say, you know what? Truma maser, that you can't do. You can't separate, you can't deliver. But matanis, such as separating part of the dough, such as separating part of the animal, these were never included in the Isser. Because you see, you can make a new dough and separate chal. You see, you can shecht an animal and separate the Zroel Chayim Akeva on Yom Tov. So it was never included in the Isser. You can separate, you can deliver. And even yesterday's dough and yesterday's matanis can be delivered as well. Because that was never included in the Isser. V'kach hayu Beis Shammai donin. And Beis Shammai presented their view as follows. Chalo matonis maton l'koyin. We find that chala and the portions of the animal which go to the koyin are gifts to the koyin. That's on one side of the scale. U'truma maton l'koyin. Likewise, truma is a gift to the koyin. Let's compare. Kashem, shein, malichan, sa truma. Just as you agree, delivery on truma is awesome. You can't interact with truma at all. You can't separate or deliver. Kach ein malichin sa matanis. Likewise, you should not be able to deliver matanis on Yom Tov. And we're speaking about yesterday's matanis. So I agree, today's matanis on mutter. We make exception for that. That's exempted from the is. It's today's. It's part of Yom Tov. You can bake, you can separate. You can separate to deliver. But yesterday's, it's not had to even to deliver it. So again, we're not discussing today's, nor are we discussing yesterday's that were joined with today's delivery together. Because it's not a separate delivery on yesterday's, but to make a separate delivery on yesterday's matanis, that's the machlokes. Beis Shammai say no, Beis Hillel say yes. Omar and Beis Hillel responded to Beis Shammai. You're comparing truma to this? Lo, imamartim et truma. Certainly truma can't be delivered on Yom Tov. Even fresh truma. You're not meant to separate truma. Shein zakim ramasa. Who gave you a right to separate the truma? So there's no answer to deliver truma on Yom Tov. You're not meant to interact with truma at all, whether today's or yesterday's. So I mean, matonis as opposed to the matonis. Shazakim ramasa. You're allowed to separate them today. You have a fresh animal, fresh dough, and therefore delivering yesterday's is not a problem as well. So in conclusion, we have Rabbi Yehuda's presentation, which goes as follows. Today's truma, certainly off limits. Today's matonis, blank check, no problem. Separate and deliver, according to all shittas. What about yesterday's matonis? So matonis, a bit different than truma. Because you see, you have an allowance on Yom Tov, to some extent. So joining it together with today's and delivering it together would be mutter. Sending it separately, that's the machlekes. Peshamas say, what right do you have to deliver your matanis? Which you could have done yesterday. That's not a Yom Tov related gift. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, matanis were never included in the Isser, and therefore you can go ahead and deliver even yesterday's. Now apparently, it's not going to work without Mishnah. Why? Because the way we understood the Mishnah, it would seem that Beis Shammai don't allow any delivery of matanis, whether yesterday's or today's. Right? They said, Bein shehurma me'emesh, Bein shehurma me'ayom, the Gemara assumed it meant even fresh matanis from today's shechita. You can't deliver anything to the kohen. If you need to separate, fine. But delivery is not necessary. That's going to highlight, going to advertise the fact that you're giving matanis kuna and can lead to others taking a step further and be mafresh to Mr. Masters. No, don't deliver at all. Even Mashami would agree that today's matanis can be delivered. And even yesterday's, if they're bundled together in one delivery with today's. So Rabbi Yehuda is not the author of the mission. Let's continue with the Braisa. Om Rabbi Yossi, he has another presentation, another version of the Machlekes. You know what? All agree? Matanis, you can deliver it. Even yesterday's. Because matanis were never included in the Isser. Just as you can deliver today's, you can deliver yesterday's. So it's certainly not like our Mishnah, right? The question is only involving truma. Shami say, you have to have truma in your possession. I know you're not separating it, but could I deliver it? No, don't deliver truma. I understand you can't be mafresh because that's masak and that's isra. But delivering, what's wrong with delivering truma? You're not accomplishing anything. You're not being masak in something. Being a nice fellow, you're delivering the truma to the kohen on Yom Tov. But kachah you b'sil done. And instead of b'shamay arguing, b'sil were the ones who presented their point. Chala matanis matan l'kohen. Just as chala matanis are a gift to the kohen, truma as well, a truma matan l'kohen. Let's compare the things. Kshem shemalichas and matanis. Just like even you agree that matanis can be delivered in Yom Tov, because matanis were not included in any Yisurim. Kach melichin is a truma. Likewise, you can deliver truma. Amalem b'shamay. Now b'shamay responded to b'silo. You can't compare. Why? Ima ma'atim matanis. I understand why matanis can be delivered. Shazakah b'ramasim. Because you're allowed to separate matanis on Yom Tov, on your fresh dough, on your fresh animal. Toimer b'truma as opposed to truma she'en zakah b'ramasim. Who gave you the right to separate truma? Since you can't separate a truma on Yom Tov, you may not even deliver it. So Rav Yasi's version of the Machlokes was, delivering matanis is certainly mutter. It was never included in the Isser. Unlike truma, where you're not allowed to separate truma on Yom Tov, under all circumstances. So just like you can't separate, perhaps you can't deliver. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel say, separation, no, but delivery? That's okay. It's an unrelated event. See, Bisham, look at it as one continuous event. Separation and delivery is viewed like one continuous experience. And if you're going to see a delivery, perhaps the observer might go ahead and separate as well. Could be still, separation is off. But delivery, why not? It's pretty clear that the Mishnah of ours won't follow the Shita of Yerbihesi, who says delivery of Matanis is mutter according to all opinions. By us in the Mishnah, Machlekes. That's off. The only one left is Achirim. Achirim, Aimrim. Nechu Beisham Beisilal. There's no Machlekes between Beisham Beisilal ala Truma. Shem Alichim. You can't deliver Truma on Yom Tov. Or do you have to interact with Truma? You can't separate, you can't deliver. We're concerned about confusion, about creating the wrong impression. Leave Truma alone. The question is regarding delivering matonis, the portion of dough, the portion of the animal. Don't deliver. Try to minimize the experience. You need to separate, fine, but delivery is awesome. Basil say, just as you can separate these items on Yantiv, they were never included in the Isser, and you could deliver them as well. And the Gemara is assuming that Achirim, this sheet that we just mentioned, will work perfectly with our mission. Lema Achirim hi, for Lord of Yehuda. Shall we say that the Mishnah works only with Achirim's version of events, and not Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning, Rabbi Yossi is certainly not a candidate, right? He was the one who said that the Machlekes applies only to Truma, but Matanis can be delivered under all circumstances, according to all Shittas. That's certainly not consistent with our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yossi is not a candidate. He can't be the one that's authoring our Mishnah. So we have two left. We have Rabbi Yehuda and we have Achirim. Should we assume that it's Achirim who are speaking in our Mishnah? Because Achirim are the only ones that fit the bill. What do Achirim say? Truma, certainly you can't deliver. Right? That works with our Mishnah. Truma can't be separated, can't be delivered. The Machlokes applies to Atonis, the Chala, the Israel Achayim cave of the animal. And Achirim are not differentiating between yesterday's and today's. Even a fresh Matana, fresh animal, fresh dough, Hishami would say, don't deliver. We still say it's okay. Right? That's the way Achirim present the Machlekes. And that fits with our Mishnah, which doesn't differentiate between yesterday's and today's. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda does draw a line. He makes that distinction between yesterday's Matanis and today's. Right? Remember, that was the first sheet on the Brice. He said, Truma, you can't. Okay, so far so good. When it comes to Matanis, he made that chiluk. Yesterday's, oh, that's a problem. That's where they have the machlekes. Mishama say no, Basil say yeah. Today's? Certainly deliver it, because you can separate today's. So deliver it as well. It's one package deal. Our Mishnah doesn't seem to hold that way. Because our Mishnah seems to hold that the machlekes, in other words, Mishama, who was saying Asr, are referring to both types of matonis, yesterday or today's. That's the question in the Gemara. It's sort of a proposal. Lema Achirim Yivle Rabbi Yehuda, shall we say, are we compelled to say, are we forced to line the Mishnah up only with Achirim? That all matonis, yesterday or today's, would be also called to be Shammai for delivery? But now, Vele Rabbi Yehuda came up to Rabbi Yehuda, who seems to differentiate. And even Shammai would agree that today's matonis are more lenient. Amar Rava. Rava responds, no, perhaps we can modify the Pshat Now Mishnah, which would make it work with Rabbi Yehuda as well. Perhaps today's Matanis would be better according to Beis Shammai. Mik Tani Shehur Me'ayayim V'Yish Anishal Tu Me'ayayim. Did then Beis Shammai clearly tell you that the Matanis was separated today and Shechted today, meaning the animal was a freshly Shechted animal? And even then you can't deliver? We don't find those words in the Mishnah. Shehur Muktani. All the Mishnah says, according to Beis Shammai, you can't deliver Matanis, which were Hurmu Me'amish or Hurmu Me'ayim. Separated yesterday or separated today. That's all. When was it Shechted? We don't know. Well, Oilu B'shchitos and Me'amish. Perhaps they're speaking about an animal which was Shechted yesterday, in which case you could have delivered it yesterday. You don't have the heter of Yamt. It's not a Yamt of animal. So the wording in the Mishnah provide a pretty clear indication of the fact that according to Beis Shammai, it's not today's animal you can't deliver. Otherwise, he would have said whether Shechted yesterday or Shechted today. He's not saying that. He said separated yesterday, separated today. We're talking about the animal Shechted yesterday. And that's why you can't deliver it. But perhaps Beis Shammai would agree that freshly separated matonis on Yom Tov can be separated and delivered. It's one package deal. If so, it can work with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of the Machloikas. Right? Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that today's Maltanis can be delivered according to all Shittas. It seems from the Mishnah that that is the case. So again, Truma is off limits. You can't separate or deliver. Today's Matanis can be delivered according to all Shittas. Yesterday's is Machlaikas. That's exactly like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha the other way. You built it up so well, you've proven that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda. Now it's not going to work with Achirim. Because Achirim maintain that the Machlaikas B'Sham B'Sil applies to any Matanis, yesterday's or today's. Right? If you look at the words of Achirim, they don't draw any lines between yesterday and today. Matanis and Truma, that's all, two categories. Truma you can't, according to all. Matanis, we have Machlaikas. It's mashma that even today's Matanis are off limits according to Beis Shammai. Leim Rabbi Yehuda Yivalei Achirim, shall we say our Mishnah? Which seems to say that only yesterday's is a problem, but today's is not problematic, is only Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Yivalei Achirim, not like Achirim, who seem to hold that even today's would be a concern. You know what? Let's work it out according to Achirim as well. And let's reinterpret Achirim's opinion. We thought that Achirim are not going to draw a line between yesterday's and today's. All Matanis are created equal. All Matanis cannot be delivered according to Beis Shammai. It's incorrect. Perhaps Achirim would agree that today's fresh Matanis can be delivered according to all Shittas. Yesterday's, that's a problem. When Achirim speak about the Isra to deliver Matanis according to Beis Shammai, it's yesterday's Matanis. But perhaps a freshly shechted animal is not included in the Isra. That's exactly like our Mishnah. So Truma is off. Today's Matanis are Mutta according to all. Yesterday's Beis Shammai say Asa, Beis Shammai say Mutta. So now we worked out the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda and Achirim. Truma you can't deliver according to all. Today's Matanis you can according to all. Yesterday's we have Machlekes. Well, now we have another problem. The Braisa presents three Shittas. You just join two Shittas together because in effect you've combined Rabbi Yehuda and Achirim. They're both saying the same thing. Right? We said the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda and Achirim. Then you only have only two Shittas in the Braisa. Why does the Braisa present them as three Shittas? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda and Achirim. If that's so, what so? That Achirim hold. That Truma you can't, but Matanis of today you could have gone to all Shittas. And yesterday's a Machlekes. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Yochi Hanir Rabbi Yehuda. You're keeping out Tefillah. There's one Afkimina. Tefillah. Join it together. I remember in the beginning of the Brice, Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what? Today's Matanis deliver. No problem. According to all Shittas. Yesterday's put together in one box, in one package, one deliver with today's. So it's not a separate independent delivery. It's not so nicker and visible that you're delivering those matanis. You're just putting it together with today's. In one swoop, in one delivery. That's also mutter according to all Shittas. Yesterday's on their own, that's a machlekes. That's an afkimin. Achirim wouldn't agree with this concept of joining together. Well, if you can't deliver yesterday's according to Beis Shammai, don't put it together with today's. There's no such hetzer. So there's that slight nuance between Shittas Achirim and Rabbi Yehuda. Tfeila, join it together. Yesterday's with today's. But otherwise, aside from that aspect, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda and Achirim are saying pretty much the same thing. Delivering Truma is Asr. Delivering today's Matanis is Mutter. Yesterday's on their own is Machlekes Beis Shammai Misil. And the Mishnah follows these Shittas, Rabbi Yehuda and Achirim. Okay, so what do we learn? Can one deliver Matanis to a Kohen on Yom Tov? We have two categories, Chala Matanis on one side and Truma on the other. We had three Shittas, Rabbi Yehuda, Achirim, and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says, yesterday's Matanis, right, the animal which was Nishchat yesterday, if you want to put it together with today's and deliver it, Tafel into today's, that's Mutter according to all. Sending them on their own, that's a Machlekes. Fresh Matanis of an animal Shechta today according to all Shittas is Mutter, can separate and deliver, it's one package deal. Truma, certainly you can't deliver. You can't separate. You can't deliver. That's the Isra. According to Achirim. yesterday's product is a machlokes. Regarding being teufel, adding yesterday's to today's, that they don't allow. So that's the point of disagreement between Achim and Yehuda. Today's matanis can be delivered according to all shittas. Truma cannot according to all shittas. According to Rabbi Yossi, matanis can always be delivered, whether shechted yesterday or today. There's no issur on delivering matanis, because just as you can separate today and deliver today, even yesterday can be delivered today as well. It's not included in the issur. When then is your machlokes between Shammai and Silo? It's only pertaining to truma. If you happen to have some a spillover truma from yesterday in your possession, you want to deliver it today, we still say no problem. You're not doing anything else. Separating, not being masag and delivering. That's mutar. Delivery and separation, all one parsha. Just as you can't separate, you can't deliver. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Loch Rabbi Yosi. Psak halachas like Rabbi Yosi. In which case, we're very makel. Delivering matanis is certainly mutar. And even truma, according to Beis Hillel, is mutar. You can't separate, you could deliver. And the halacha follows Beis Hillel. So bottom line is, you can deliver truma on Yom Tov. Rav Tuvi, Breder of Nechemya, there's a story of Rav Tuvi. Havali garbu dechamra. The truma, he had a barrel of truma wine. Also, come to Rav Yosef. He approaches Rav Yosef. Amalai, mau lam tui l'koin idna. Now it's Yom Tov, I want to give it to the koin, can I bring it to him? Delivering truma on Yom Tov is mutar. Amalai, he said, yeah. Hachi amar vidam ha-shmol, halach Rav Yosef. Halach was like Rav Yosef. And we follow Beis Hillel, of course, who allowed delivering truma on Yom Tov. Another story. Ushpiz zichnei, the host of the Rava Barav Chan, so his host, had a shayla. Havale yisraisa dechardla. He had bundles of mustard seeds within their stems, within their the wood branches. So he had these bundles. Amale, so he asked his guest, Amale mau lefruchei, what about crumbling them, extracting the seeds manually? Mau lefruchei umeichal mina biyantif. Can I crush them up manually and eat them? Lehav biyadei, he didn't have a response. So it's a malacha. It's dash, extracting the grain from its husk, from its skin. It's a malacha of disha. So the question was, well, he can do it on Yom Tov, l'tzarech echel nefesh. He didn't have a response. Rashi says, why would it be awesome? Because really, he can do it before Yom Tov. It's not something which is very helpful. It's not like making a new batch of dough, a fresh loaf of bread. That's a tzarech Yom Tov. But thresh your grain? Why would you do it today? You can do it yesterday for the same money. So in any case, he didn't have a response. Aslan came to Rav, he came to Rav and he asked him the same question. Could I manually extract the seeds from the stems? Amalei says, yeah. Moilulin melilis. You can go ahead and manually roll melilis, these stalks containing the grain or whatever. Umafarchan kidneys beyontiv. Likewise, you can manually crush up and extract the seeds of the kidneys of beans on Yom Tov. Why? Rashi explains, because really, it's a backhanded way of doing disha. It's not the conventional way of threshing. And since it's Yom Tov, Echel Nefesh, Chacham will not geyser. It's Yisrael Rabbanon on Yom Tov, they suspended the Yisrael. So manual extraction of seeds and grains is mutar. Hey, so you have Baya. Baya asked him a kasha. Is that so? Hamoy l'melilis be'er Shabbos. Brisa says, if one manually extracts these seeds before Shabbos, because on Shabbos, he certainly can't do it. So he did it before Shabbos. Now he has seeds, mixed them with skins. L'machar, the next day on Shabbos, mina peich miyad liyad v'oichel. So go ahead and blow away the skins. He'll throw it from hand to hand. Whatever is a small amount in his hand. We'll see later in the Gemara exactly how it's done. It seems like he has to do it in one hand. And move it around and blow away the skins. V'oichel and can eat it. It's derech achila. There's no issue of butter here. But he can't use a tool. He can't use a sort of a funnel. They would throw the seed into the funnel and the skin would stay inside and the skin would fall out, like a tamchui or a tray, and shake it around. So you can't use a kli. You do it manually in your hand, blow it away, fine. Derech achila tzmut. That's on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, we're very restrictive. You can't even roll these grains to extract the grain from the stalk, because even though it's a kalachar yad, but it's a gzera derabbanan. We don't allow it on Shabbos. Likewise, when it comes to boiler, you have to be very careful to do it very in a very improvised way. You know, it's a very small scale way. Derech achila. Don't use any tools. But if this fellow did it before yamtiv, so he manually extracted these kernels from these stems, from the stalks before yamtiv. L'mocher menapeach al yad al yad. So this fellow did melila. Perhaps he did it manually, or he did it some other way. He pulled out the seeds from these stalks, and now he has them mixed in with the skins, with the chaff. L'mocher menapeach al yad al yad v'eichel. Next day, come yamtiv, he can blow away these skins and the chaff. Al yad al yad, Rashi says, ma'at ma'at, Farshim say, one day's use, one day's supply of grains. So as long as it's a small scale, boyer, it's mutar on yamtiv. Here's a chiddush, that is ma'pech al yad al yad v'oichel, v'afilu b'konon, afilu b'tamchoy. You can even use a konon or tamchoy, some tools, but don't go too far. Avoloi b'tavla b'nafla b'kvar. You can use a tav, a large tray, v'loi b'nafla, a sieve, v'loi b'kvar, a sifter, different types of tools. Rashi says, because it appears that he's preparing for long-term use. Not just for today, that's really awesome. In any case, what do we see from the Braisa? Can you extract seeds on Yom Tov? No, the Braisa says Me'erev Yom Tov. In both cases, we speak about Erev. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. Me'erev Yom Tov in. Can only do Melila before Yom Tov. But Yom Tov Loi, apparently on Yom Tov itself, it's awesome. Even though it's Disha Kalach HaYad, there's an Isser. It's like Hashem Rav, who allowed it? It says Maloi. No. Perhaps you can do this on Yamtiv. You can go ahead and roll the stalks and pull out the seeds. I did the Tana Reish Merav Shabbos, but on account of the fact that the first part of the Brayse is discussing Shabbos, well, certainly you can't do it on Shabbos, that's why the Brayse said Merav Shabbos. Tamin Sefer, not Merav Yamtiv. That's why the Sefer made reference to Erev Yamtiv. But technically, if you choose to do it on Yamtiv, it's Mutar as well, just as Rava told us. Okay, so what did we learn today? We had a machlokes v'sham v'sil, whether you can carry non-food related items through the street on Yom Tov. And the Gemara's prevailing pshat seemed to be that the machlokes is whether or not we say mitoch, since we have certain malachis, which are primarily food related malachis, which are very often used for malachis of Eichel Nefesh, do we extend it to other areas as well? Shami say no, and therefore we can only carry food through the street, but not a katan or any other yantiv related items. Even if it's a tzorech yantiv, it's not a het of tzorech Eichel Nefesh. Just as these malachis can be used for Eichel Nefesh, these malachis were not downgraded, were not categorized as sort of food related malachis, in which case the Torah does not differentiate between one scenario and the other, and it can be used for any yontif-related purpose. Okay, regarding delivering gifts to the kohen on yontif, we had a mishnah, and then the Gemara presented three shittas in a price. The Gemara proved that the mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda and Achirim. So again, what are the three shittas? We have Rabbi Yehuda who says, when it comes to challah matanis, yesterday's product can be sent together with today's tafel hayayim, but on their own, that's the machlokes. B'shamis say no. Although, if you would shecht it today, you can separate it today, but yesterday's matanis cannot be sent. It's not a yontif related matan, and we want to stop there. We want to restrict delivery. Whereas, according to Basil, it's mutter, because just as if it would be today's product, it would be mutter, yesterday's product as well. All agree today's product can be delivered. Truma cannot be delivered, because it can't be separate, can't be delivered either. Acherim hold, if it was shechted yesterday, that's the machlokes. Today's would be mutter according to all shittas. Truma, you can't. According to Rabbi Yosi, challah matanis, whenever included in the yesterday, you can go and deliver it, whether it was shechted yesterday or today. Going truma and machlokes. We concluded with manual extraction of seeds from their stalks. Disha klachar yad. According to Rava, on yantav it's mutter. And of course, on Shabbos, it would be also. Regarding Boyer, separating the food portion from the inedibles, well, on Yom Tov, we had a heter again. If you do a small amount, a day's worth, without using the specific tools, the tavla, nafa. We use small-time tools like kanan v'tamchui. It's for today's use, in which case it is mutter. Regarding Shabbos, certainly you can't go out and extract these seeds on Shabbos. It's disha kalachiyad isa drabonim. Regarding separation of food from an edibles, well, if it's derech achila miyad liyad in one hand and right away you're eating it, that would not be a concern of muktzah, of a boirer. That's called derech achila, and it's mutter even on Shabbos. Kol tov to you and much hatzlacha.